Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and today we're going to be talking about love songs for the Valentine's Day holiday. Right, Dad?
Right you are, John.
Oh, yes, I love it. Well, I do believe I'm supposed to, right?
Right.
Yes. So we're going to be talking about so many different types of songs, right? I guess country western songs, pop songs, rock songs. You know?
Anything that has to do with love.
Yes. And so, before we get into that, do allow me to say that Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme.
Ooh. Okay.
And I do hope that people love that. You know, hey, let's do 42 songs.
Yeah.
You know? 58 songs.
That's
right? 76 songs.
Well, if any subject deserves it, it would be love.
Yes, of course. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public, our local PBS station, for supporting my father and me and this podcast. We could not do it without you. And so, the first song on the list is by Elvis Presley, and it's called Burning Love.
What a great song to start off with.
Yes, that's what I had been telling you, Dad. You know, you picked a mighty,
yes,
a mighty rockin' one,
mighty, you know? Mighty,
a charged one, a totally charged one,
just know? a hunk of burning love.
I mean, yeah. I had said, like, when you brought this up, you know, like the first lines in the song, you're like, what a mighty,
yeah,
oh goodness, oh, it's really great. And so, yeah, was this? I think this hit of his,
right?
Followed Suspicious Minds.
Yeah, it was his biggest hit.
Oh.
Stateside.
Yeah.
Following Suspicious Minds.
Oh.
And he, I must say, was not too gung-ho to record it.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Because of the, you know, the drive that it had, the subject matter.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had just broken up with his wife.
Oh, Priscilla.
Right.
Right? Oh, darn.
And he just didn't feel like singing a rock and roll song.
Yeah, about what, falling in love or being in love when he's just falling out of it, right?
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Golly. Oh, shucks.
But the people around him that were his, should we say, confidants.
Oh, sure, advisors perhaps, or producers or stuff.
Yes. Yeah. They said, you can do it.
Oh, yeah. Probably went to him and said, like, Elvis, King.
Yes.
This is going to be huge.
And they were right.
Oh, yeah.
They were right. It was huge.
Shall we play the song?
And we want to send it out to our listeners. This is a hunk of burning love by Elvis himself.
Dad, my brain is flaming. I don't know which way to go. You got to help me out here. What song are we talking about next?
Oh, I tell you, that's the way to kick off a show.
Yes. Oh, with Burning Love, right?
Next one we're going to jump into is a classic by Wayne Fontana and Mindbenders.
Mm-hmm.
And this is The Game of Love. Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, a great game to play.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And yes, this song gets biblical, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
It started long ago in the Garden of Eden,
right?
When Adam said to Eve,
"Baby, you're for me." Right?
That was pretty doggone straightforward.
Yes, yes. I think there's no, misinterpreting, right?
No.
What it is that this guy is after.
Right.
Yeah, this Adam. Okay, so that was Game of Love, all right?
Right.
And then they had that hit. And then Wayne Fontana left the group, right, Dan?
That's right. And Wayne Fontana, according to the other guys, the mindbenders in the group, Wayne Fontana was about as necessary as they said, "Gee, all we lost was our tambourine player."
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it seems like he had a high estimation, right, of his value in the band or something?
Very high estimation.
So they went on without him, right? And they recorded a song called Groovy Kind of Love.
Yes.
Right? Or A Groovy Kind of Love.
Yes.
Yeah. And I do believe, right, they couldn't get another hit, or they didn't have one after Game of Love until A Groovy Kind of Love.
That's correct.
Right? Came about.
Right.
Yeah. And so good for them. And so they were just the mindbenders at this point.
At that point in time, yes, you're right, John.
Yeah, they were just the mindbenders because they had, what was it?
All we lost was our tambourine player.
Okay, so here's Wayne Fontana and the mindbenders with Game of Love and the mindbenders with A Groovy Kind of Love.
The purpose of a man.
Song is so groovy.
It is.
It is. It is so groovy. It is so like the definition of that word.
Yeah.
You know, you just start to groove to it, you know. Groovy Kind of Love by the Mindbenders right there. Okay, so moving on from that one, Dad, you had said you're a big fan of this band.
Yes.
Right?
Big fan of Alabama.
Yes, and so that's who we're going to be talking about now. Alabama with Love, right, in the first degree.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a strange coincidence. Mm-hmm. The writers of the song were listening to the radio and heard a report that someone was convicted of murder in the first degree.
Okay.
And they said, well, we can make a song out of that.
Oh, yeah, out of that phrase.
Right.
Right?
And so, they wrote Love in the First Degree, which I thought was a good play on words.
Oh, yes, I do think so.
Yeah.
And was this a crossover hit
for Alabama? It was a crossover hit for Alabama.
Yeah.
It was very, very well produced. And I think that's why it made it both on the pop charts and the country charts. Mm-hmm.
And I do believe Alabama had said, we're a country band first.
Right.
Right? And a crossover band second.
Exactly, yeah. John.
Okay, so this is Alabama with Love in the First Degree.
Lock me.
Alabama, love in the first degree. You know what, Johnny?
What? What's that?
We had the privilege of having one of the members of Alabama sit in with us at one of our gigs at the Holiday
Inn. Oh, wow. That must have been great.
Yeah, Jeff Cook.
Okay.
The lead guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
They were in town, and he came into the lounge where we were playing and said, mind if I sit in with you guys?
I hope not. Did anyone say, who are you?
And he was such a nice guy.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately, he's no longer with us.
Oh, darn.
But he was a great guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was, this is a funny line. I probably shouldn't let secrets like this out.
Oh, really?
But I said, anybody have any requests, being Jeff is here playing with us? Somebody said, yeah, play blah, 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 one of the Alabama hits.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I said to Jeff, I said, you want to kick it off? And he said, I don't know that one. I wasn't in the studio when they recorded it.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Dad. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Oh, that story is a many splendored thing.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And you know what else is a many splendored thing?
What's that?
Love.
Right, you are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And love.
So, yeah, the next song on the list is Love is a Many Splendored Thing by the Four Aces.
It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this was in a movie called Love is a Many Splendored Thing,
okay,
right, in 1955.
Right.
I think, yeah, and it won. It won an Oscar, and it won an Academy Award.
Wow.
Yes, for Best Original Song.
Hey, it was a great song. So
yes.
Doesn't surprise me that much.
Oh, okay. Shall we play it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Love is a Many Splendored Thing by the Four Aces.
Love is a many splendored thing. It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king.
Dad, I don't know if a lot of people do think that some songs from the 1950s, like Love is a Many Splendored Thing, could be epic, but that was epic.
That was epic.
Yes.
Oh!
You know, it's huge. All right, the next song on the list is by the Troggs.
The Troggs.
Mm-hmm.
Known for Wild Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. Unfortunately, that's not the one we're talking about.
No, no, we're talking about Love is All Around.
Yes.
A departure for them, right?
Very.
After Wild Thing.
Very much of a departure.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Reg Presley, the lead singer of the Troggs, wrote that song in 10 minutes.
Wow. Well, that's inspiration. Ooh, how about we let Reg tell us all about it? I mean, he did write the song. What do you think, Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do believe that that would be a good idea. Okay, take it away, Reg.
My daughter, she was 4 years old, running around, and the television was on, and I heard the Joystrings on, were Salvation Army band, and the Joystrings were doing their bit with the tambourine, you know, about love, love, love. And it left me with this thing, I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes. So then you work out. I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes.
Reg Presley was inspired by the fact that he didn't like his last name.
Oh, yeah, you had been telling me about this.
Right.
Yes.
So he decided, well, I'm going to get rid of my real last name, which was Reginald Ball, as I remember uh-huh. right.
That's what you told me.
Yeah. So he changed it to Presley. I wonder where he got that idea.
Yeah, gee, I wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Shall we play the song?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the Trogs with Love Is All Around.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Well, love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show.
Love is all around. Truer words were never spoken.
Nope, nope, not at all. Okay, so the next song on the list is by The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yes.
This song, strangely enough, mm-hmm. was never released as a single, Johnny.
See, now that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Hearing that.
Yes. It was, however, their first TV appearance.
Oh, on the...
On the Ed Sullivan yeah, Show.
Ed Sullivan Show.
This song led off their segment mm-hmm. of the program. And we're talking about All My Loving, by mm-hmm. the way.
Yep, All My Loving.
Yes.
Dad, do you think that Paul McCartney, the bass player and the writer of this song, would have something to say about this?
Really?
Well, hey, let's let him tell us all about it then, huh? Okay, here's Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I was just thinking today when we first came here, we'd never seen this kind of thing. TV studios in England were kind of all on one floor. The makeup was next door to this and this. Mm-hmm. But here it's like an apartment block.
Right.
You know, you go to makeup, then you take an elevator, five floors, you go to wardrobe and you come here. But yeah, just the memory of being here was is great. It was, I don't know if you find it, but when we were 22, I thought we were like older than I feel now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were smoking Peter Stuyvesant cigarettes, yeah. And we thought we were like really grown up. We were only 22, so, but I had to stand somewhere here, and there was a curtain, and the audience was out there, and we were kind of very new to America, loving it, but a little bit scared. And I had to do Yesterday, my song, on my own. And I'd never done this. I'd always had the band with me. But suddenly they said, you're doing Yesterday. So I said, okay. So I'm standing there. Come on, get it together. It's okay. And the floor manager, the guy on the curtain, came up to me and said, are you nervous? I said, no. He said, you should be. There's 73 million people watching. It was, it was definitely a great thing. I say, because we'd sort of got popular in Liverpool, England, by the time we came here, we were ready for it.
And yeah, it was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so they led off their set with All My Lovin'.
Yep.
And Paul, I think the vocals were double tracked, if I remember right.
Yeah, yeah.
And George played a Chet Atkins style lead guitar.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah. He always liked Chet because. Quite a good guitarist to, should we say...
Pattern yourself?
Right?
Pattern yourself after?
Yes, yeah. That's a good word.
So shall I play the song?
Yeah.
Okay, this is for all you youngsters. Right?
Very good.
Thank you so much. Okay, so this is All My Loving by The Beatles.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you.
All My Loving by the Beatles. Right there.
Yes.
Right, Dad? Yep. Okay, next song on the list is...
Should we stay on the English side of things, John?
Absolutely. Let's go to that side of the Atlantic, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Petula Clark, right?
Right.
With My Love. A song that she really didn't like.
I know. I can't imagine why.
Didn't she say that it was just kind of flat?
Well, according to her.
You know? Yeah. That it's just not as, what, beautiful as, I don't know, deeply impassioned or deeply moving, right?
Well, her...
As other songs have been by the
author. Her first big hit was, of course, Downtown.
Yeah, and that was big.
That was very big. Mm-hmm. But I thought that her version... if you will, of My Love, was just as exciting and fulfilling as Downtown was.
As rousing, right?
Yeah.
But for her, didn't she beg? She begged, right, for this not to be released.
That's right. She begged Joe Smith, which was one of her... advisors, whatever you will.
Sure, like record label representatives or something?
Right. Yeah. Not to release it. And I'm thinking, here is a song that got as big as it did, and you're telling this guy, Joe Smith, not to release it?
Gosh, I hope he ignored I guess he did. He ignored her, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so shall we play the song?
Let us do it.
Okay, so this is My Love by Petula Clark.
I hate to tell you, Petula, but I like that song.
Thank you, Joe Smith, right?
Yes.
Yep,
for leaving it on the album.
Yes, exactly, yeah. For ignoring her.
Right.
We've reached the second to last song on the list.
Okay.
Yes, and it's L-O-V-E by Nat King Cole.
Yep. What a great song to put the lid on it with, John, because... Uh-huh. L is for the way you look at me.
At me. No?
Yeah. Yeah, it was originally written as an instrumental.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Huh. For Bert Camfort. I don't know if you remember that name.
Golly, I don't.
But he had quite a few good sounding instrumental tracks.
I've probably heard the music, but I don't know if anyone had told me.
Wonderland by Night. Mm-hmm. That was a Bert Camfort song. Mm-hmm. But no, Bert Camfort recorded it originally, and then Nat King Cole recorded it with the lyrics.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes. And yeah, it spells, right? The lyrics spell love.
Right.
You know, I don't know if some people, for those who haven't heard it, you know, the title is L-O-V-E.
Right.
Yep. And each line is, you know, like L is for the way you, O is for the way.
Yep. Right. Uh-huh.
And it goes from there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, Nat King Cole recorded it in 4 different languages.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, 4 different languages.
Huh. Probably all the love languages, right?
Yeah, mostly.
All right, shall we play the song?
I think we should.
Oh, okay. So here is L-O-V-E by Nat King Cole.
Love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dad, we reached the last song.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to kid you. Because otherwise, you'd have to talk about more songs and more songs and more songs.
That's right. But so, the program just flew by.
I know. I suppose it's because it's so lovely.
Yes.
Right? Our husband's been so lovely. Yep. And the last song on the list is The Ink Spots.
Right.
And the song is called I Love You for Sentimental Reasons.
Or as we used to say, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Don't ask me why we did.
One of those on stage rate secrets again?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That must be it.
Yeah, that was a great song written by a member of The Ink Spots. Mm-hmm. I believe his name was Deke, they called him. That was his nickname.
Oh, okay.
And it was a great song. I used to enjoy playing it, especially because I, as a youngster, with my mom and dad, got to meet and play with the Ink Spots.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
Oh, that was just something else, John. It really was, because they were so, should we say, wrapped up in their own music.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, since they wrote, you know, now we have here's evidence that they wrote their own material and performed their own material. And so, yeah, I imagine they were really immersed.
Right.
Right?
They played at a club called the Havana Club in Mandan, North Dakota.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we got to go over and have coffee with them. And read. Dad used to like to play his guitar along with their songs because it was big bandish, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, yeah.
So I enjoyed meeting Gene and Ollie and Deke and all of the Ink Spots, the original. There was two originals and two had been replaced.
Oh, okay.
But great guys.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it. Yep. Yeah, and so this song must have a special place.
Yeah, it does.
In your heart, because you knew these guys.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Okay, so shall we play the last song then?
Let us do it.
Okay, so this is I Love You for Sentimental Reasons by The Ink Spots.
I love you sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart, my heart, my heart, my heart. I love you and you alone were meant for me. Please give your love, your heart to me, then say we'll never part.
I can't say that we're never gonna part, because that was the last song.
That was the last song.
Yep, that was the last song. Now, we could have talked about so many more. I know, Dad, you and I were talking about Higher Love by Steve Winwood, The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News,
yes.
Crazy Little Thing Called Love right, by Queen.
Yes.
Nope, but we got to go. So if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast episode, you can go to prairiepublic.org. That's prairiepublic.org. And you can search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault. Okay, that's prairiepublic.org. And do search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault, and you can listen to more episodes of this show there. Or you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault, and you can listen to this program there. There's the song, Dad. We've got to go.
There it is, John.
Yep, we've got to go. So goodbye, everybody. I do hope that you have enjoyed this episode.
Oh, it was a blast. Thanks, John.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you, Dad. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
Well, it's a cheater who pays. That's a cheater.